Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome back to my podcast. In this episode, I will share why I'm fasting, what are the benefits of not eating for 72 hours, how it can improve my mental and physical well-being, and what happens during fasting. What do I consume while fasting? So let's dive into this topic. I came across fasting a couple years ago when I started listening to self-development and healthy lifestyle choices and podcasts about healthy living, healthy diet. And I was listening to people who were doing fasting, how it benefited them. And I came across one very interesting story that really caught my attention, which was a podcast episode about a guy who was diagnosed with cancer. And he decided that he's going on a water fasting for 30 days. So that means that he wouldn't eat or drink anything else, just water for 30 days. And while he went on this experiment, after the 1 month of only consuming water, the cancer was gone. So that story really inspired me and having me start thinking that this might be something that I want to try. Because even if you don't have any serious problems, water fasting and fasting in general can help you to clean your body, to cleanse your gut, your digestive system, and kind of like give you a reset. It gives you a break to your body, to your digestion, to have a break from consuming so much energy, using so much energy in your body just to digest food. So I thought it would be beneficial for me to cleanse my body. And also I heard about the mental benefits and spiritual benefits of fasting. They said that it would clear my mind, it will give me some lightness to my body, to my spirit. I would feel much more focused, I would feel much more inspired, I would get a greater connection with my higher self, greater spiritual connection, and I could receive more guidance, more clear visions, clear messages if I have a clear body. And now it makes sense, because if my body is clean and I'm not filled with things that are taking up space in my body and just kind of like wash out all the toxins, all the things that are not supposed to stay inside the body, but because we keep eating, we don't give a chance to our body to cleanse and to clear out all these little items and toxins from our system. And that's when fasting is coming to the picture, because when we are doing fasting, we give the opportunity to our body to clean itself and to flush out everything that is not serving us inside. There are many different ways to fasting. There is juice fasting, there is water fasting, there are programs when you can use supplements to support your fasting and cleanse even more. There is tea fasting when you are just drinking herbal teas and that helps you to cleanse your body. So there are many different ways how you can do fasting. What I like to do is water fasting. So my primary intake is just water. Sometimes I include a little bit of tea, maybe one cup of tea a day, so I can still taste some flavors even though I'm not taking in any food or any drinks. Also, there are different ways in terms of the length of the fasting. Some people do intermittent fasting, that means that you only eat a certain time of the day, and most of the time for the days you are not consuming any food. There are people who do 24-hour fasting, 72 hours, 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks, 30 days. So it can be as long as you want to do it and as long as your body can tolerate it. Now, the goal is not to starve yourself and to struggle through the whole process. It's more like the opposite. The more you enjoy it and you learn how to control yourself, you learn how to go with this beautiful process that is probably very new to your mind, to your body, to your spirit. But if you decide and if you make the dedication to this process, I recommend to stick with it because you can observe yourself throughout the whole process. So it's a complete self-awareness process as well. Other than cleaning your body and your mind, it's also a very good time to observe yourself, observe your thoughts, your emotions, because you are not covering your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions by food. You have space, you have more time, you have more energy to actually pay attention to what's going on inside of you. What's going on in your head? What's going on in your gut? What is your body telling you? Because when you stop eating food, there is actually a very tricky part to it, which is the mind start going into like surviving mode. And all these surviving thoughts start coming up, which will appear as, oh, if I don't have food now, I will starve to death. Or I must eat right now because I'm so hungry, I will not survive another hour or another day if I don't eat. And also your habits coming to picture, because you might get used to it that you have breakfast, lunch, dinner, and you're snacking in between of the meals. So it will be a very different experience, and your body will be in kind of like a denial mode, because what you are doing during fasting is not familiar to the body. It's completely new. It's not what the body is used to. So the mind turning on and trying to protect you, because food and eating and drinking is the basic need of a human being, your mind will start chatting, and will try to do everything to get you to eat something. But if you are dedicated to the process, if you are dedicated to clean yourself, then I recommend to try to stick with it. Now, in the beginning and in the first time, it will be difficult. You are hungry, you crave food, you crave everything at this point. You crave food that you haven't had in years. You think about food all the time. And it's quite hard to stop these thoughts because all you think about is when you can finally eat. But trust me, if you stick to the process, your body will thank you 1,000 times and you will feel so much better. Now you can start with a shorter period, maybe 12 hours or 24 hours if you can tolerate it, and then work your way up to a longer period of time if that's what you want to do. Because in the beginning it will be a big challenge to even do 12 hours or 24 hours. So I recommend to start in small, and if you want to continue, then work your way up step by step to a longer period of fasting. I like to do 72 hours. That's a time frame that I can still work with and maintain the process by only drinking water, tea, and sometimes I allow myself to eat an apple, which is technically breaking the fast, but I listen to my body and this is how I feel it's good for me. It's still very easy on my digestive system. It's not taking up a lot of energy to digest one apple, and it's not something heavy that would be hard on my stomach and would mess up the whole process. But normally, of course, during fasting we shouldn't have any food, but I really recommend that you listen to your body and know what you need and learn to separate your thoughts of a juicy burger with french fries and bacon from a piece of apple just to help your body to work through this process. Because a burger or a pizza that you are craving during fasting, it's gonna mess up the whole process if you eat it. But if you just have a piece of apple or a piece of vegetable or a piece of fruit, but be careful with the fruits because most of them actually contains a lot of sugar, which is the worst enemy of fasting, because the sugar breaks the fast and it takes your body and your system out of the ketogenic process, which is actually helping you to burn the fat that your body doesn't need and help to cleanse your digestive system. So on the first day, first 24 hours, I only drink water. On the second day, I might allow myself to eat one apple. Sometimes I don't eat, sometimes I get one apple. And on the third day, it's the same. I listen to my body and see if I need an apple or not. And then on the fourth day, it's time to break the fast. And it's the best if you break the fast with something very light, a salad, fruits, vegetables, nothing like processed food, nothing like very heavy, greasy, fat, processed food, or something with lots of sugar, chocolate cake or a whole bar of chocolate, cupcakes, donuts are all on the no-no list after fasting. So this is my process of a 72-hour fasting, and let me talk a little bit about the benefits and how I feel during and after the fasting. So one of the main benefits, what most people are doing it for, is losing weight, because it's quite fast and very quote-unquote easy way to lose weight fast. But you have to be very careful with this, because you might lose the weight that you want to lose in a couple of days, but after, you will go back right into the habits that you had before, and you will gain back that weight in no second. Losing weight, I would say, is a great side effect if you want to lose weight, but it shouldn't be the primary reason why you are fasting. It's more about clearing out the intestines and giving a break for your body, not having to process food, not having to spend energy on digestion. It can clear out what's not needed, it can restore energy, it can repair the cells that are not on the optimal level. So you are basically healing from inside out. You are giving a break for your body. You are giving a pause where your body can catch up and optimize itself to the level where it's supposed to be. So this is the first benefit. And in my opinion, this should be the primary reason for fasting. But of course, you can have many more side effects and other reasons why you are fasting. For me, fasting really helped with my food cravings, with my emotional eating, with my sugar cravings. Because while I was on water fasting the first time, I realized that after a couple of days, I don't even crave anymore sugar or any food that basically I had before. And the reason behind this is that the parasites that are living inside our guts are being fed by the sugar or by food that we are putting into our stomach. And of course, if we stop eating, if we stop feeding these parasites, then they basically stop living. And our cravings, which is not really our cravings, but the parasites craving food because they need to be fed. If we stop eating, we stop feeding them, the cravings are going down because the parasites stop living inside our gut. This makes me feel so much cleaner inside, so much lighter, and I feel that the energy start flowing better inside me. The energy center start clearing out and the energy blocks started to being removed, and I just feel like a easier flow inside my body. There is nothing stopping or blocking the energy flow. It's a clear vessel for energy, for information, for wisdom, for ideas, new thoughts, new creations to come through my body. And I don't feel tired anymore. While on a regular day when I'm eating food, I can be tired, because after eating, the digestion takes some energy and it can make you feel tired. But by not putting in any food, you are basically gaining energy. You are putting back energy into your body, because you are not using up the energy for digestion. Another great benefit of fasting is hydration, because I drink so much more water and liquid during these days that my body just gets so much more hydrated than on other days. So this gives me a side effect of my face, my skin feels much cleaner, smoother, and my face looks just healthier, just more clean. And while I'm not doing fasting for these reasons, it's still a great benefit, because I feel it outside, I see it on my face that it helps me, and I can really see the results with my eyes. I'm not only feeling inside my body, but I see it on the outside, on my skin, on my face. And the last benefit I would like to mention is the mind, the mental clarity that I gain from the few days of fasting. I feel that I can focus better, I become more aware of the things, I have some new ideas coming to me, I feel that I can receive much more information and connection from my higher self than when I put in food into my body. So in these days I like to meditate a lot, I like to focus on myself, I like to listen to my body, my thoughts, my emotions, because in this clear state of mind, it's very easy to connect with yourself, connect with your body, connect with your higher self, and receive guidance. I can think clearly, I can do my task better, faster, and more focused. It's a very great way to align my mind, my body, and my spirit, and align myself with my higher self, so I can make decisions, take action steps according to my higher self, according to the higher vision, according to the divine plan that is there for me. And not distracting myself with food, with spending energy on digesting and thinking about food and spending time on preparing food, buying food, eating food. So on so many levels, it is beneficial for you that I can recommend to try it out at least and see how you feel, how it helps your body or your mind or your spirit. But I would like to mention that by no means I'm advising that you have to do this. This is just my opinion. This is my way of approaching fasting. And you have to decide whether it's something that you want to try, whether it's something that is for you, that is working for you. I'm not a health expert or anything. I just share what works for me, what I like to do for myself, and sharing what it does for me and what are the benefits I receive from it. So I hope you enjoyed this episode and maybe you are considering to try out fasting. If you have any questions about it or you need any support during the process, you can always send me a voice message. The link is in the description. I would love to hear from you and support you on your journey. Until next time, I'm sending you my love.